We had the steer in braces on the basic level. We had the steer. We're going on the second steer in the braces. The one in the, we had one braisa that says in the din, the second din of the braisa, the big braisa, said if a person is kohen karki, he's not kohen avodah. So at Sheni, we had another braisa that says, this is the second white line of your basic aleph, said that if you are kohen karki, you are kohen avodah. So what's the pshat? And the answer was, there's a difference if the Eved standing inside the karka or Eved standing off the karka. If the Eved standing in the karka, then you're kohenah. If it's standing somewhere else, you're not kohenah. And the Gemara, which we saw, Baruch Hashem, we saw yesterday on Tuesday, discussed that by metatlim we can understand that. By metatlim, which works within Kinyan Agav, we understand that only if it's on the karka, then it's kohenah. If it's kinyan, if let's just speak that out. It's only if it's metatlin, if we treat Eved as metatlin, then kinyan agav won't work unless the Eved's standing on the karka. Which is a chiddush, because normally by metatlin we know that kinyan agav works even if it's off the karka. And that the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, well, why by kinyan agav does it have to be on the karka? And the Gemara says there's a difference between shani. And that's today we're going to try and crack this. In Kinyan Agav, there's a difference if the metatlin is naidi or not. Literally translated as movable or not. Yeah. And therefore, the brisa, the second brisa that says you are kohenah, must be talking about when the Eved is standing on the karka. And then if you did a Kinyan on the karka, you're kohenah the Eved as well. So, there's a thesis which we skipped out, Ba'im Dim Nesecha. It's the second last thesis, you'd base him with Aleph. So this is where the Gemara said the Chiluk, that there's a difference if it's if the Eved is standing on the ground or somewhere else in a different location. So the second verse is talking about when it's Ba'im Dim Nesecha, and thesis speaks out, V'hod Kama Lo'i Kana. And that way, it says in the first brisa that if you're kohen karka, you're not kohen the Eved. That's be'ein oimdim nesecha, when the Eved is not standing on the ground, but rather in a different location. Right? That's the pash pshat. Says Tosis, if you medayin that brisa well, so if you go in the halacha two was bekakos lekon avodah, but the halacha three was if you're machzik karka, you are kohen metatlin. That's in the brisa. The long brisa we had with six halachas. Halacha two was if you're kohen karka, you're not kohen avodim, and if you're kohen karka, you are kohen metatlin. So if by avodim we're talking about when the avodim is not in the location of the ground, it's in a different location. So metatlin must also be the same, otherwise it's not comparison. We're saying by if you're kohen karka, you're not kohen avodim, but you will be kohen metatlin. So it must be the same scenario. See, by avodim, you're not kohen because they're not on the ground. It means metatlin, which are not naidi, you would be kohen even if they're not on the ground. Right? So that does state in the braisa. It says in the braisa of the salach. It says, "Vapira ochi be metatlin kona." Nevertheless, even though by avodim you're not kohen, but by metatlin you are kohen. Why? Deloy be'in on tziburin be metatlin. You don't need by metatlin that they should be tzobol. Means piled up on the ground. Kinyan agav works even if it's off. Tziburin be metaltin deloinaidi. You don't need tziburin by metaltin that aren't, that don't move around. So if you read the brisa, you see this point already. In the brisa, you see that metaltin deloinaidi can be kohen even if it's not on the karka, and metaltin deloinaidi, you can't. It has to be on the karka. That's what you read from the brace itself. Tosfos Gemara, at the end of the Gemara said that you're telling me that, and the second brace tells me that you're kohen avodim, and you're only kohen avodim if they're on the karka. The Gemara asks the kasha, I don't understand. How kain alon the loyvin and tziburin? We've learned halacha somewhere. In Kiddushin, that comes in, but we learned a lot of somewhere that you don't need tziburim. Tosfos go, all right, it's not somewhere. You can learn it from the first brisa. From the first brisa, you see this halacha, the tartan don't have to be tziburim. So we didn't have to really run along to a different Masechta. In this price itself, we see it. That's this all. Well, the Kamon did Akinon later on, that means in five lines later, did Akinon that we are Medaik. We Medaik from a Gemara somewhere else, and we say, oh, we pass in that we don't need Tziburin. Mi gufo avamotzi lemedik. He could have deduced it from the price itself, from this price itself, from the first price. From the first price, migufo. From the first price, when they obey, we could be medaiket. Because you're saying avodim, you're not koina. Why not koina avodim? Because it's not on. And you are koina metatlin. So you see clearly that metatlin, you're koina, even if it's not on. So that's the Gemara's kasha. You're telling me that Eved has got dinner metatlin. So what's pshat? Why does it have to be on it? From the brisa alone, I see the metatlin doesn't have to be on. So why do you have to be? Why do you have to have Eved on it? To which the Gemara answers, there's a difference between metatlin de naidi and metatlin de loy naidi, meaning metatlin that move. You need to have it. Kinyan agam only works if they're on it. So what do you mean by move? Stam move, what's the what? Stam moves.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
But the question that we're bringing up now is because in case number three, we assume that the Tathali are not moving, are not there, just like in case number two is a minute. Right. Sometimes in the bright star or whatever, we will differentiate and say this is talking about A, but this is talking about B.
But then you wouldn't have been Machat. If Avodim and Tathali share the same halacha, then you wouldn't have been differentiated between Avodim and Tavlin. You would have said if it's on or off.
But it's so likely in the price.
If in the price, if you're kind of karka, you're not kind of Avodim. You're kind of karka, you are kind of Tavlin. So we must be talking about the same scenario. Otherwise, why are you moving from Avodim?
The difference is that one is Avodim and one is
Avodim. Right. Yeah. If you're going to tell me the chilek is that this Tavlin we're talking about when it's on it. And this Eved we're talking about off it, so why move to Metatlin and talk about Avodim?
We said that before, right?
Nachon. Right. Okay, so that's what Taisis are. So the Gemara, it's all right. It's not saying, what we're going to do with it. The Gemara was Medayik from a Gemara and Kedushin, but Taisis actually, from this price itself, you could have made the same deal. And this price itself is Mukach that Ka'avodim, you're not going if they're not on it. That's what we're saying. And yet, metatlin, you would be kainah. So, mukha, the metatlin, you're kainah if they're not on the karka. So, what's the answer to the Gemara? Why do you need avodim to be tziburin? Why do they have to be on the karka? Because there's a chiluk between metatlin denaidi and metatlin deloy naidi. Tosis Yud Beis Amud Beis at the top of the Amud. Shani metatlin. What does it mean? So, Tosis teaches, Behemet, you could have learned this Gemara without having any difficulty. This is one of the tesisim where some tesisim there's a difficulty in Havana, which tesis coming to speak out. Some tesisim you can read the Gemara without any problem. The only reason why you might have a problem if you are more knowledgeable and you know Gemaras from elsewhere. Then you have a problem. This Gemara seems to be contradicting a Gemara elsewhere. This is one of those tesisim. This is a tesis where really in Havana in the Sugya there's no kasha. But there's a kasha because elsewhere in Shas, it sounds different. And what's the elsewhere? There's a Gemara in Kedushin. I don't know, I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know, I hope so. We said that we should do these two tasting. Why are we doing the last two things? Chazar. I'm sure you're doing Chazar, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we did do it. I mean, you did the second taste as well? Second taste is? Okay. So spoon feed you. So this is one of the kashas. Yossi, the fact that you don't know it so much, it doesn't matter so much, it's not in the sugya, so it's a idea from elsewhere. Then there's a Gemara elsewhere that says that you can be koina sheep through Kinyan Agav. And sheep definitely move around. So what's the Gemara here saying? If it's moving, you can't be koina. It says, no, when we say metatlin to naidi, we don't mean naidi, literally, ones that move, because then you'll have a kasha from Kiddushin. Rather, it means Shiyeshem Das. And an Eved has Das. And therefore, an Eved, if it's not on this actual karka, but rather elsewhere, you can't be Kainer with Kinyan Agav.
Anything else?
You'll see in a second. One second. So anything which has Das, So anything which is das, you cannot be koina. What's the vault? I don't really know. Why kinyan agav only works on things that don't have das, or an eved which is on the ground would work? I don't really understand that. I've looked around, didn't see anyone who gives a clear avon on it. We're saying that kinyan agav, that the fact that it has to be on the ground, I understand. Kinyan agav works on things which are not mechuba, but something which moves needs to be mechuba. And how are you going to make it mechuba? You're going to bring it to this ground, and it's going to have a din of being mechuba, and therefore kinyan agav will work with it. Okay, I can hear that. But sheep also move. We say, yeah, sheep don't have das. So if they don't have das, then the kinyan agav does work in it. But eved, which has got das, it's kilu mafkim himself from this kesher to this kinyan. Look, I don't have a vo- I don't have a havana for this.
But you think that after all this, we're going to get some kind of understanding of what it means that it doesn't work.
Lo yitachen, yitachen.
Nachon. So the let's say I'm just trying an idea.
Yeah.
But this is
kinyan agav. Yeah. Normally not, but by mitatni denaydi, it needs a chibur. No, we're going with the tzad that eved is mitatni, and it's right within kinyan agav. And yet kinyan agav hokayim elon deloy beitan tzibum. We don't need a chibur. That's only by mitatni deloy naydi. And mitatni denaydi do need this chibur. That's what the havana must be. Why do it must be on it? Because you need some type of chibur. That's the Pnei Yeshua speaks this out. That in order to, for some reason, kinyan agav normally doesn't need the chibur. Nachon, right? That means normally by kinyan agav, it is no din bechlal. You need the chibur. Shmuel always needs the chibur. If you're working with din helcha Shmuel, not kinyan agav, always needs the chibur. Kinyan agav generally doesn't need it. But if it is. Metatlin denaydi, then you need the chibur.
So you're blending a little bit.
Yeah, it's working with din kinyan agav because it's metatlin, not shmuel's din. But we need a chibur. Why? Because it's night. Okay, I could hear that. I could hear that something moving around can't somehow connect with the kinyan I'm doing here. So we need some type of chibur. I could hear that. But when das comes into it and seichel, that I find. I looked around, I couldn't find anyone give a clear one of it.
So it might be mishtamish when we ask by the chassid that it has to, the person who's purchasing it or whatever, has to be the one whose decision is involved as opposed to.
I understand that. In kinyan agav, even though, say, normally kinyan agav works on things which are far away, and I'm not sure about that. Kinyan agav works. But if you've got das.
Sheep, what would happen to the sheep? Does it not have to be on the field?
No.
Does it have to be on the field?
No. So also you were saying Avon, you.
I was going to suggest that maybe what would happen if he was jumping it, and we can find the ball what was not.
Okay.
So I just don't understand how the sheep are acquired if they're not on the land, but it's.
Yes, yeah, so we're saying sheep are because kinyan agav works doesn't have to have a kibbutz. Kinyan agav doesn't need a kibbutz. So maybe you can do a kinyan here and you can do something even flying in the sky. Because it doesn't have to be a chibur. But if it's got das, it is. No. That's kinyan agav. Kinyan agav doesn't have to be tzibur. It could be somewhere else completely. It could be in a land I've got no kashrut.
Maybe it's because of the
chibur. No, but Kakaris, that was the vault because I'm making a kinyan on this land, so that's my spear on the kinyan of that. But kinyan agav is not, there's no kinyan chazaka by my title. The way it works, I do a kinyan here, and because of this one works, I got like pulled in. So it got pulled in, could be pulled in anything. For some reason, if it's got das, it's a man, it can't be pulled at all. That's what Toshtein Tesis. The Havona behind it must be that, but what is the Havona in that? So if it's got its own das, it can't be nigra. Let's state. Pirishim das of behemoth loichashivi metatli denaidi. Behemoths are not considered mitatli denaidi. V'niklim ba'agav, and they niklim ba'agav afile in tziburin, even if they're not piled up onto the shus you're doing the kinyan agav on. How do I know that? Because I'm in a peikam the kedushin, because it says in kedushin tefach ha'tefach le'ploini v'imoy me'atzoy. I'm being makne one tefach of ground to Roini, and together with that, I'm being makne 100 sheep. Now, however small the sheep are, 100 of them is going to be more than a tefach or tefach. So it must be that this sheep wasn't sovel on the ground, and yet you're putting it. So you see that moving is not a problem. It's not moving. It's got its own das. So the Avonim understanding, although I'm just saying Avonim because what Tosis is saying, but deep Avonim, don't think I've really got. The Avonim understanding, in order to become Nigra, you need to be something Tofel. If you've got your own das, you can't be Nigra. You can't become pulled along with the kinyan you're doing because I'm my own man. But if I'm on the actual ground, I'm a chubba to it. So you made a kinyan on the kind of ground, it's pulled along to this as well.
Interesting, a contrast with the sheep, which are the quintessential thing that doesn't have any das, just follows whatever it is.
Right.
Have you heard at all about the das of the heaven?
No.
So, I mean, because he's talking about das, but like, well, even if it's, I don't want to be this man's
heaven. Right.
No, he does anything.
Nachon, if you have your own mind, then you can't be pulled along with the kinyan.
But what his mind is makes a difference.
Nachon, meachus. Yeah, he's right. What's halacha? Yossi asked, is there any other examples? What's halacha if you have an eved katan? An eved who's a child. And I'm making kinyan on the ground in location A. And this eved, who's a katan without any das, is in location B.
What
was that B? Someone else completely. He's in the shul. He went to Bet Knesset.
Or it's what we just said to
David, yeah.
So it's not his das. He has das.
But he doesn't have das.
But he still has, he doesn't have das that does make him, but he still has, he is a bal das.
Is he?
He's a fine
man. I love him, he doesn't have any das.
Right.
But it doesn't make him what the das is.
That's all. We don't care if he agrees or doesn't agree, but he has to have a das.
Okay, so when we say that the Kohen doesn't have das, does that mean that his das is irrelevant, or he actually has no das?
He has no das. He does not have a brain to make it.
It's a seven-year-old.
Right, well, he's a seven-year-old. He doesn't have a brain to have a to be able to understand things properly, right? So what would be in that din? It's interesting enough, the Shamishpot, Paskins, he'd be Kohen of the Eved. Even though the Eved is not on the ground, it's on somewhere else. He's in the aeroplane, like something flying high. You'll be able to be koinim because he doesn't have das. So he's like sheep. He's like sheep. So there is a kuntashan mishpat. It's not just avodim or other thing. It's bemet. The yisodot of is das or no das. Obviously, people are the only ones with das. So it'll only be avodim, will be mufka from agav. But even in avodim, it's possible to have an agav which is not siburim. And that is, if the Eved doesn't have das, it's a shrikta or cotton, you'll be able to be kinyan the Eved by kinyan agav.
Does anyone speak up with Aryeh Yosef in regards to the daf itself, maybe?
Didn't see.
Someone's usually mechubal akalka. I don't think they go far on their own, but
they do.
They do?
Same go, yeah. Then you go in fields, you find them all over the place.
Particularly, no, but they have a shepherd with them, leading them. Without that, are they like thinking? Are they running away? They ever have das to run away? Maybe there's a difference between things that run away and things that don't. Otherwise, what's the difference between?
Chaliot. I don't know. I'm just going with the reason why Tosafot picks on the case of sheep is because that's a Mishnah, and Tosafot understood that sheep and anything else moving is the same. So we can find some Mishnah if we want to make a chiluk. It'd be very nice. Didn't see it not in the Swan that I saw, but.
In the previous
verses,
we had
Ratzke
Tzvi,
it's almost like the opposite. Right. Again, that's a Mishnah, but the Mishnah picks example of Tzvi, which run around. Yeah. Yeah.
But you would be the Kohen of the Tzvi.
You would be getting the Tzvi. Yeah.
No, it's Ratzke Tzvi.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Why? Because it doesn't have Das. I'm working with Kinyan Agav. I don't need Shmir. I need Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav works.
It works.
Yeah, Nachon. Every Kinyan's got its way. Kinyan Chotzer won't work. Kinyan Agav will. Why? Because Kinyan Chotzer means the Chotzer is being shamed. It's not. It's running out. Kinyan Agav is working. I did the Kinyan on a particular land, and Agav, everything gets pulled in. So anything can be pulled in apart from something which goes own das. Own das can't be tough.
Yeah, Thank you, Rishi. By chutzner, then we're really doing a kinyan on both of the items. Whereas by agma, you're only doing a kinyan on the original item. The other one is just
Nitzan. It's pulled in. Yeah. Yeah, David.
This notion of 90 being das, that's just Tosfos Pashut.
Right. I mean, we don't know of any other issue with Chayyim. Obviously, a bunch of Rishonim bring this up. Rosh also brings it.
You mentioned Tosfos and sheep.
Yeah, that when we say Naidi, it means sheep. There are a bunch of Rishonim say this, but because of this custom of Gemara Kedushin, is it?
Naidi,
it turns out that Naidi means das.
Which is the only
thing that only works out to be saved. Yeah. What changing?
Say, if 90 means only slaves, so say slaves.
No, don't say slaves. Say das if you want. If you would want, if 90 really means movable,
right? That's the question. Just a slave.
If you really got cash, you could have said shani metadli im das, metadli bili das. That would have been straight to the point, right? Yeah, nachon meachus. Yeah. I'm pretty sure the Rosh, yeah, here. The Rosh also.
It's got nothing to do with the fact that it moves.
Nothing.
So it's a question, 90 doesn't mean root, 90 means dust.
Yeah, the Rosh also brings this down. The Rosh says, and this is in Sim Yud Gimel, Na'avagav da'avdik metatli domi in nikla agav karkam shum de 90 v'yesh be'en das v'yidomi le'behemo v'yidomi le'behemo domi le'pekam de gedushim de nikla agav karkaka uvde de meduni, that's the Gemara, da'avagav da 90 in be'en das. The Rosh also goes with this tesis, but all based on this Gemara. We have a Gemara in Kedushin that says, seems to say, Gemikoina sheep. So, what's the pshat? Teretz is one has das and one doesn't have das. So you can make any chuluk you like to try and get. We have a kash of our Mishnah, which Tosfos understood. There's no chuluk between sheep or chayes, anything. We can see from that Mishnah, Gemikoina can in agav any animals. That's how Tosfos understood. So we have a kash from our Gemara. He says, "Ever not." So Tosfos is chiluk between das and not das.
Rashi doesn't mention any of that.
Rashi don't.
So Rashi doesn't
hold this. Rashi nothing, because as we know, Rashi doesn't bring along Gemara from elsewhere. That's why I said this type of kasha is not kasha and pshat in the sugya.
You have explained Nayad only with das. Okay. Rashi doesn't say that clearly. If it's only das, Rashi would have said slave. Nayad means slave. That's what Tosfos comes out. The taxation is.
Those
were saying only slaves is what we're talking about. Rashi
would have
clearly said that.
Okay, so what do you want to say from that?
Yes. I don't think, I
so what's Rashi
going to decide? In regards to them fleeing, anything that can flee, I think it's maybe harder to say that it's part of the kingdom unless it's on the field.
Okay.
Behemoths don't. I don't even try to escape. They just don't have the dots for escaping.
I don't have any bayam, what you're saying. I don't have any bayam whatsoever. You can say any pshat you like.
I know. Yes, you keep saying avadim. Is it avadim or is it people?
You mean you're not kind of people? The only person you're kind of is avadim. Can't be kind of people. No.
Okay.
You're saying. Yeah, right. It might be avadim because that's what we're talking about. There's no other kinyan of. Okay. Schutcha, bemet. Chavali didn't live 1,000 years ago. Could have been a great reason to say that. Well, we have a place.
From the Rosh perspective, what are we learning? We see that Rashi doesn't say something. That's not clearly indicating to us that he doesn't hold this. He would have said it. He spoon feeds us a lot of times.
Nah,
he has to explain something like this. Nayab meaning slave only.
The truth is, Rashi didn't explain anything on this line. Garnish me garnish. Doesn't say a thing in this line. He brought it earlier, maybe. Rashi mentioned earlier that when he had his kasha, Shalom to you, didn't explain it.
In the Tosfos of Hilfos of the Kafos, Tosfos of explaining the Kafos and also Yashin, he says Rashi agrees with that, but Rashi doesn't say it here. Also, it's not, but also be something that Pasha Rashi should have said.
He said Tosfos said that Rashi agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean Rashi there and then yeah.
So Rashi does explain it. He does say it over there. So
okay. Listen, it's definitely an aura what you're saying. The Rashi didn't explain it here. I'm not so concerned about it because we're learning through the sugya. It's not really a kasha we got on the sugya b'chlal. It's a kasha based on other places, which Rashi doesn't always bring that in to make it. But A person without knowing the whole of Shas would make a mistake learning this line. Yes, right. Shani mekakoi denaydi. Oh, so then the Gemara says that if already you make a chiluk between metatlim denaydi, metatlim denaydi, so too you can make the same chiluk regarding karkois. Even if you're going to say avodim have a din of karka, and you now want to be koinim midin Shmuel, there's a difference between karka denaydi and karka denaydi. That what Shmuel said, if you're koinim one karka, you're koinim all other karkois, even if they're further away, that's only karkois teloinaydi. Because sadna da'ar chadu, it's all one plot of land, one mass of land, one sheet of land. Masha'inkein, if it's avodim, it's on 90, even if we do treat avodim as karka, and since they're 90, you can't be koiner it if they're further afield, you have to bring it down, bring it to this field. So again, the same idea that by bringing it to this field, it now became a chubah to this field, and therefore you're koiner it. Shmuel holds if you're koiner one kark, you're koiner the other one further afield, because they are some type of chibur, because sadna da'ar chadu. Avodim is not sadna da'ar, so there's no chibur. So the only way you'll be able to make this chibur, which according to Shmuel is critical for his kinyan to work, is if you bring it to this ground, and then there's a chibur between the eved and the ground you're doing a kinyan on. So that. Zog Toises, Shani Mekakoi Denaydi. Bim Toima. Now Toises got a kasha. Again, this kasha again is a kasha which isn't a kasha in Avon in the Suga, it's a kasha from elsewhere. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra that says that if you have Shmuel Zaloch, you're going to one karka and you're going to another karka. What happens if somebody has a sand pit and he wants to be going to the riverbed, the seabed? He wants to be koina by doing a kinyan on this sandpit, which is machubah karka. He wants to be koina this by doing the kinyan. He wants to be koina seabed. Why do you want to koina seabed? I think he wants to get the salt out from it or something like that. But he wants to be koina the seabed. So could he be koina with the kinyan of Shmuel doing a kinyan in one karka and you're koina another karka? Could it work? And the Gemara says it doesn't work because since there are two different shimushim, one sand and one salt, there's different shimush machlal. So therefore, Shmuel's din wasn't said. All Shmuel said is if you're koina one karka, you're koina any other karka which has got similar usage to it. If it's a completely different usage, completely different sheikhs, then there's no kesher between them. And doing a kinyan on one won't make a kinyan on the other. That's the Gemara
Bombas. The water is not koina?
The ground, the seabed.
The seabed is not koina?
Right.
No.
Because it's different shimush. The din of Shmuel, that if you do one, it works for other things, is only other things which are similar to it. There's some shaykhah between them. If there's no shaykhah between these two shemushim, even Shmuel agreed not. That's the Gemara, Samach Zayin, in Babasya. Yep, Bidyuk. Right, Hichzik Bechultzis Loikonam Etzule. Rashi says this, sorry, not sold. Rashi said they would take from it, they would draw out the silver and the gold. So the karka itanaha, they wanted to be koina the base of the ground of the riverbed. You wanted to be koina because in the riverbed there's all type of minerals you wanted to draw out from it. Kesev and Zob, but he can't. He can't work in it. Why? Sheishnei tashmishenein ze lachol, once for all. Sand, Mizela Kesef, Mizov, Mishne Shemesin, the two different names, all different things. And therefore, by doing a kinyan on one, you haven't been able to work out, you haven't been able to be kinyan the other.
There's not a problem with kinyan
agav. Sorry, say again? No, kinyan agav, no problem. Because right, that's Karkim and Tatlin. The Rashbam in Bav Basra is married to explain based on Psukim. If you're doing a Kinyan on one Karka, you're Kinyan on another Karka, that has to be things which have the same Shemus. Not Kinyan Aga. We're doing Hilchos Shmuel. You're doing a Kinyan on one Karka. Right. So David's saying, regarding Kinyan Aga, there's no din that they have to be similar. Therefore,
there can't be
Yeah, but when you're doing kinin karka, kinin agav, you do kinin karka, you can be kinin an aeroplane. Yeah, why? Because even though the different shemoshim, it doesn't matter. Kinin agav can work. A kinin karka, and that has to be that the same shape. Then if you did the kinin on this, it's as if you really did the kinin on that ground as well. Exactly. Remember, it's like we explained that the kinin of Shmuel is not kinin agav, that Kielu, this gets drawn in with the other Kenyan, but rather I did a Kenyan on both parts. I did a Kenyan on this, which is next time as if I did the Kenyan on the other ground as well. That's how it works. Yeah. So as much as some similarity between them, you can say, well, I did than that, worked on the other ground. And Shenkin is two shemois, two different usages, Bechlal. If you want to make a kinyan on something else, you have to make a kinyan on it specifically. That's what the Gemara is saying.
That does make a kinyan on fertile land.
If it's got different shimushim, if the only thing in a desert is because of sand, and that's because you're planting things, yeah, it would make sense, like you're saying. Yeah, so that's what's this is kasha here? Here you want to be kinyan, karka and evid. Surely that's different shimushim. And therefore, we don't understand what's the Gemara's, the Gemara, the Kasha, that why can't you be Koine the Eved if it's off the ground? And the Gemara's answer was, it's off the ground. It's Naidi, that's why you can't, it's Naidi. Even if it wouldn't be Naidi, it's a different Shemesh. Even if we treat Eved as not Naidi, it's still a different Shemesh. It's a different Shemesh. One's Karka, one's an Eved. So don't make a chiddush between Naidi and not Naidi. Two shemushim, even like kalka doesn't work if it's not on the ground. Yeah? Even if it's not naidi. What? Three tashmishi ninu. It's two different tashmishim. Vahavaka chulsis u metzule. And that is like chulsis and metzule. Which chulsis we said is. Yeah, okay, there's a different gusa here that some people change, but it's like chulsis and metzule. If you make a kinyan on one, you're not going to the other.
Are we suggesting that instead of using
a
kinyan on the ground, you should use the third verse of the opponents because it was the same shimush? I mean, the first verse that it's not going to, but it's not the same shimush? Is that? That's what we could have done.
You're saying good, but not like you're fearing it. We'll come to your point. But you're saying you're starting off like you're going to say you've gone off. For the time being, Tesis will come to your point. Time being, Tesis got a cash. We're explaining why, if it's off the field, it's no good, is because it's moving. Because Tesis got a more basic reason. It's not because it's moving, it's because it's a different shimush. Because I know I've got Ryan Shmuel speaks about being kind of two kokois. One is here and one is there, and you're not going to them, even though they're both kakos and neither of the kakos are moving. The riverbed is not going anywhere, but it's a sand pit. Neither of them are going anywhere, and yet you can't be going to one by being a Kenyan on the other. So why are we saying it's 90? That's not the point. You hear the Kashem David? We're saying the reason why it's not going to is because it's 90. That's not true. Even if it would be not naidi, you wouldn't be able to be kohen. Because any two shimushim, kinyan of one doesn't help for the other. So answers Taisus, Vishleima, the Eved the Karka Choshiv Chad Tashmish. Eved and Karka is considered one Tashmish. Why? Vishay Eved Roi Elavedes Karka. When you buy Karka and you buy an Eved, they're a good unit together. They're working together. The Eved will work on the Karka. So that's called one Tashmish. So if you want to explain to me why you won't be kind of the Eved if it's off the ground, it won't help you to say because it's a different Shemosh, because it's the same Shemosh. So you have to come onto this new reason of Naidi. Since the Eved is Naidi, therefore you can't be kind of it unless it's on this plot of land and making it Mechubah.
And the fact that the sheep, that you would have to say that they're also considered the same tashmish?
No.
Because you have neither.
No. Rav David, answer Reuben's question. Why by the sheep are you yes koina?
Because they have the das.
Yeah, but there's kinyan agav. That's working out with kinyan agav. You're kinyan the cow, you're kinyan the sheep with it, kinyan agav.
Right.
Sheep are definitely metalta. And there, if it's kinyan agav, there's no such a loch, it needs to be the same shimush as Reb David pointed out before. That means there's another dinas that mustn't have das. Okay, so you got without das. I'm saying here we're not talking about kinyan agav, we're talking about kinyan shmuel, which is kinyan of one karka to be kinyan another karka. So the Gemara said the reason why you can't be koina the Eved if it's in another location, because the Eved is moving. Naidi, moving, movable, right? So we had the question, Naidi, even if it wouldn't be Naidi, you wouldn't be able to be koina because it's got two shemushim. Once it doesn't have two shemushim, it's one shemush. Eved and Kakois, they work together. But they don't work on the land, but they eat from the land, maybe. Okay. But we don't need it to be one shemush by sheep. Sheep is kin and agav. There's no din that you need it to be one shemush. As well not, but it doesn't make a difference either. The reason, because that's kin and agav. Kin and agav is, it needs to be kin a karka, and you kin anything else, as long as it doesn't have das. Even if they don't work together, you're stump kin, right?
But your question is, what's your question
right now? I didn't have a question. Reuven had a question.
The question that was usually answered.
Oh. Reuven had a question that, but how are we going to plug in what we're saying now into the Gemara before by sheep? Here we're saying the Eved has to work together with the Kalkois. What's taught by the sheep? So I'm saying my sheep, it doesn't bother me because sheep is Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav doesn't have to work together. It can be different shemesh. And any other truth is not necessary. Because Kinyan Agav doesn't need it.
Yeah, but according to Kinyan of Shmuel, he buys 10 lands, but he makes a Kinyan on one. If there's sheep on another land, that's, what's the status of those sheep?
If he didn't do Kinyan Agav, it won't work.
Right.
If he wants it to work within Kinyan Chotza, maybe it would. It has to be Shomor.
Yes, yeah, so it's just open field. If there's sheep somewhere.
It won't be Kinyan. In order to be kind of Kinyan Agav, you have to say I'm Kinyan Agav. If you don't say I'm Kinyan Agav, it's not going to work.
So you put Kinyan Agav and Shmuel together.
If he said it.
Nine other lands.
And he says and Agav sheep, that, yeah.
Sheep on top of it.
Yeah.
And it
doesn't need to be on top of it. Kinyan Agav doesn't have to be on top of it.
Sheep on an 11th piece of
them,
which
is
not purchased.
If he says, I'm kind of Kinyan Agav, and you're doing a Kinyan, which works Kinyan Agav, and Kinyan Chotze, and Kinyan, you do it all. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah? Okay, so now let's just sum up what Tosis said. Tosis had a kasha. Because Gemara says, I have a kasha. You're telling me that Eved is din of Kakois. That's all we understand. Eved's got din of Kakois. And Shmuel told me by Kakois, you can be going to one land, and you can be going to another land elsewhere. So why is it that if Eved's not standing on the ground, you're not going to the Eved? That was the Kash of the Gemara. What? That was the Kash of the Gemara.
Kash of the Gemara was Lama the only the Sukh. Why are you making the difference between one verse and the other?
Lama li only the Sukh. Why do I need it to be standing on it? That's how we resolve the prices to say one's on and one's off. We got cash. I love the items. Why do I need it to be Emid-Basilich? Shmuel told me you can be Koin a Karkois even if they're not Emid-Basilich. Right? You can be Koin a Karkois here and you can be Karkois somewhere else. You don't need Emid-Basilich. So that's the cash which we have to resolve. So if I'm going to give you an answer, it has to be an answer that is the answer. So what am I answering? Yeah, you know what the answer is? Because one's moving and one's not moving. That what we said, that Shmuel said you became a karka if it's somewhere else, that's because it's not movable land. Mashenki, Eved, which is a Naidi, you can't be koina unless it's on the ground, on this ground. So Tosa has a problem with that, because then it sounds like you're saying that if I'd have karka that's not movable, they would be similar to this Eved, meaning it's a different shimush. Eved and karka, we're understanding it's a different shimush. If we'd have karka, which is not moving, which is a different shimush, it would sound from what you're saying, you could be kohen. I'm saying the reason why Eved, you're not going if it's someone else, is because it's Naidi. That's the reason why, because it's Naidi. If it wouldn't be Naidi, you would have been going it. If somehow or another I would tie down the Eved and make it not Naidi, you would be able to be going it. Not true. You still wouldn't be able to be going it because it's a different Shemesh. And the halacha is, if you're going to one cow, you're not going to Mitzola because it's a different Shemesh. So,
is sand?
Sand. Chulsis is a sand, Petri. Chulsis, Choyr, Chulsit. And riverbed, which is because of silver and gold. So if you're going to answer me a question, you have to answer what's right. So don't say the chilek is whether it's naidi or not naidi. That's not enough. Because even if it wouldn't be naidi, you still wouldn't be able to be kind of the eved if it was elsewhere. Why? Because it's a different shemesh. That's what Tosfos Kasha was. So by answering naidi, not naidi, you've really misled us. Is it not true? Yeah, if the eved would have been naidi, what would be the din? You'd be kind of the eved? If it's not in this field, it'd be someone else, would you be kind of the eved? Sounds like, yeah. Sounds like you'd be kind of the eved. Why should you be kind of the eved? If it's not naidi. Sounds like you would be kind of the eved. Why? It's a different shemesh. You shouldn't be kind of the eved. So you shouldn't have said that chiluk. So the answer is no, that is the right chiluk, because the eved is the same shemesh. Eved is the same shemesh. So if the eved would have been not naidi, not, yeah, not naidi. If the eved would have been not naidi, then you would have been kind of the eved, because it's the same shemesh. The only reason why you're not going to the Eved is because the Eved is night. That's the only reason why. And therefore, it's a very accurate statement to say, Shani Eved the Naidi, Shani Kakos the Naidi, Mekakos the Loi Naidi.
So if he's kaput, he's kaput and sleeping somewhere else.
What would be the din? Is that enough for Naidi to make it Ois Naidi? That's what you're asking, yeah?
So
yeah, it's sleeping there. It's like a shaitan. Anyway, we haven't seen that. Das was by Kinnan Aga. We haven't seen that. Yeah. But it could be. Yeah. That Tosan by Chotzer, we said it made it into a Chotzer. So maybe what in the Gabe to make it a table like Kinnan here, Kaka can work over there. Maybe if it's something which is tied down. So it's like Mechubana, maybe. I have a right one way or the other, maybe. Not Mukhach, but maybe. Ha'or Estam Ha'or in Havon and Tosis. Just in understanding. Tosis is, what's Tosis' problem? Tosis' problem is on the point that we said why you can't be created elsewhere, or is Tosis a problem on the case that we said you can be created if it's on the ground? There's two dinim that came out. If the Eved's elsewhere, you're not Kena. If the Eved's on the ground, you are Kena the Eved. Which of those did Tosis have a difficulty on by saying, oh, it's a different Shemesh?
He said, look at it. Just look at it.
So what do you want?
That's what you
want me to ask the question again? There's two dinim that came out. An Eved that's on the ground, you are Kena the Eved. And the Eved that's off the ground, you're not going to have it. Those are the two dinim. And we said, yeah, you know why you're not going if it's off the ground, because it's naidi. Therefore, you're only going if it's on the ground. Those are the two dinim that came up. Off the ground, you're not going because it's naidi. And on the ground, you are going to, even though it's naidi. Tosfos has a kasha from Baba Basra, if it's two shimushim, then it doesn't work. So Tosis is asking on the din that doesn't work. I mean, on the Kenyan that we're saying if it's off the ground, it doesn't work. Is he asking on the halacha? Or is he asking on the halacha that we said it does work if it's on this ground?
On the ground. On the ground.
This is good. So we have a machlokes. Who should we start with? Start with the Reuven.
But it's on the ground. If it's off the ground, it's not coming down, and there's no problem that it's a different shimush or not a different shimush. When it's on the ground.
No, one second, stop you there, any there. We said the reason why it's on the off the ground, it's not koina, is because it's loy naidi, because it's naidi. And that takes a kasha, even if it's loy naidi, would also not work.
Okay.
Right? So is Tosis kasha on the reason why we said off the ground it doesn't work? Is that the Tosis kasha? Or is Tosis kasha why it does work when it's on the ground? What's the kasha of Tosis? It's Tosis kasha because you're telling me a reason why it's not going when it's off the ground is because it's naidi. That's not true. Even if it wouldn't have been naidi, it would have also been that. Then Tosis kasha on the explanation we gave why off the ground doesn't work. Or is Tosis kasha on the etim halacha? We're saying if it's on the ground, you're koina, why should it be? It's two shimushim. That's the question.
It's louder.
He changed his mind.
Shouldn't work on the ground.
That's your question.
Right. Okay.
That's what Tosis is saying.
It's on the ground.
So it's not really mashmah then, Tosis. Not really mashmah. Tosis, the Gemara said Shani Mekakoi denied that. You had the kasha. What was the kasha of the Gemara? The kasha of the Gemara was, you should be koina when it's off the ground. And the answer was, you're not koina when it's off the ground because shani kakoi denied. You're not koina because it's moving kakois. And okay, since they says, even if it wouldn't have been naidi, you wouldn't have been able to be koina it off the ground. So the whole taste is going on the off the ground. And the shani kakoi denied. Taste doesn't ask for an actual dim. Taste should have asked him, toima, but din lo nochein. Even if it's on the ground, you shouldn't be koina. Tez doesn't say that. Tez got a kasha on the answer which we gave. We had the kasha, you should be koina when it's off the ground. On that, the Gemara answers, Shani kakoi denaidi. No, you can't be koina off the ground. Why? Because it's naidi. Victor says, who cares? Nothing to do with naidi. The part is because the koina is because it's different shimush. So Tez sounds like he's asking on the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara was saying that no, it doesn't work off the ground because it's kakoi denaidi. But Tosis wasn't bothered by the actual halacha. The actual halacha was you are koina it if it's on the ground. There, Tosis didn't have a kasha. Why are you koina it if it's on the ground or it's two different shimush? There's only other kasha on the explanation which we gave why it doesn't work when it's off the ground. So, Vina Havana, we've been saying, this is where Nochem speaks out, we can understand. If it's on the ground, the reason why it works is because it's mechubah to this ground. So there's a connection between the two of them. If there's a connection between the two of them, it doesn't bother me if one of them is chulsis and one of them is mitzvah. If it's on the ground, connected, so I'm koina one unit, that's why I'm koina. The only thing which we said of Shmuel is dim. If they're different location and different shimushim, then a kinyan of one, karka, is it going to work for a different karka elsewhere? Nachon, there's some type of chibur derech, the sadina, sadna, the ar, yeah, but the plane of the land, but practically there's no chibur there. So how can I make a kinyan of one work on another one if they're different shimush? But if there's a chibur joining the two, and I make a kinyan of one, then a meter works in the other one as well. On the kinyan? Kinyan chazak on the karka. Yeah. And since the eved is mechubah to the karka, mechubah, what do you mean mechubah? It's on the karka. Since on the karka, it's got din of mechubah. Since it's on the karka, mechubah to the karka, by doing a kinyan on the karka, you're koina the eved as well. So then it doesn't matter, it's two shimush.
Now, this is only, just to weave in some other thoughts from the bit. This is only when someone else is not in the kinyan. But if there was an eved that belonged to the gear, it wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't work. You said by gear,
you're only koina by the field. Even if
you're
saying by the field, we said
Katsuda
runs away.
We said that Lambda Katsuda ran away. No, we didn't say about that.
You said like
by Gare, we didn't bring it to you. Now you're really weaving in different things.
He said that the slave, like it's me standing.
Not the guy, but the Gare.
Yeah, the Tosus compared the gear, the gear slave to its me. The gear
I think you're mixing two things together.
Huh? I'm pretty sure. It's the lamal. The first line that's us, I think. Even if he's standing washing the slain in his field, they have a, if it gets to be
you missed out an important word, yeah?
What?
You missed out an important word, yeah?
I did.
Yeah.
This is the word.
Loy mitam chotze.
What?
Loy mitam chotze. You're not going with din chotze. Yeah, that's the status. Ramai is working with din Shmuel.
What?
Shmuel.
That's only what we get from somebody else. Who's he
being chotze from? That's the status. Yeah, but not, nothing about Tzvi. I'm just saying that you brought Tzvi into it. Tzvi is not. Tzvi was to do with kinyan chotze. Kinyan chotze is not going to work on something which is not mishtame b'seicha, and therefore Tzvi running through it, kinyan chotze won't be shown. We're not talking, you're not working with Kinyan Chotze.
You have a opinion that you can grab the Tzvi with. If it's by half beer Tzvi. What can you
do? Yossi, this argument, what's your question?
Rabbi said, with regards to the slave, that if
the... If it's Mechuba on it...
over to the Karka, you're being gone in.
Right, Shmuel Tein.
Even though we have two different types of...
Shimushim.
Shimushim.
But since it's a Chibo, it's, you can do one Kinyan, one will work in the other. Yeah. Then you added...
I'm saying all of
the Shimushim.
All the Shimushim.
That's true.
Has to be that somebody else was Machmed, you know?
Yeah.
It so, cannot be that if it's Hefker and it's on your field, that automatically this this Kinyan of Chibo would work.
Shmuel's din won't work unless somebody's marked it to you. That's true. That takes the end of Tayset. That's true. Yeah. Okay, so that was the end of that Tayset.
I have a question. I seem to accuse the Rebbe of making a tempest for the teapot. Respectfully.
You have to explain that in English. I've heard that expression before. But...
Okay. The Rebbe said, the question tells us, you tell me, feel the little night be. And the Rebbe asked, what does a feeble mean? Does a feeble mean that is going on the side that he wasn't Kone because of this, or that happened to be even yes, maybe Kine? Mm-hmm. Right, what is the question of Tosa? Tosa says explicitly, I'm going to bet that low Kone. Why those words mean automatically that we're going on the side that it's talking explicitly about the low Kone side?
No, because he's got a much stronger Kasha. You're telling me you are Kainet. That's what the writer of the din is saying. You're Kainet. You shouldn't be Kainet. It says Kainet. No,
the more wants to know why is there a difference between the verse number three where you are Kainet and verse number one where you're not Kainet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, so is it because that one is denied?
No, that was only the Mesoch.
Only the Mesoch.
I mean, the Kasha.
Number one's not Kainet because it's not only the Mesoch. And you need it because of that.
Right.
So it says, why do you need to say that? Because of night, I'll tell you that it's not Kone, because it's Trey Shibushi.
That's one way of reading, which happens to be the correct way of reading it. And you could have read Tesis, not like that. You could have said the Kash is. And what's the answer? You're telling me you're going to answer your Kone because it's on the field, that's where you're Kone. So what? You shouldn't be able to be Kone because it's two different Shibushi.
Okay, so who was it who said that special? When the edge is. On the field, it's now even in situation motion.
Reb Nachman explained it. The way you're reading Tosfos is correct. It's going on the Dibur Masechta. Okay. So really I don't think it's a storm in a teapot, but
a tempest in a teapot.
I think that's an American expression. I think we say storm in a teapot.
That sounds very
English. I don't know what tempest means. Anyway, storm in a teapot is an English expression.
Understanding
the
process
as well. Yeah, I don't think the word Lukon is. No, forget it. Could be asking. Mechte is your going. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so let's just sum up this thesis we just saw. Thesis, the Gemara said, the reason why Eved is not Koina, Medin Shmuel, if it's not on the Karka, the reason why it's not Koina, if it's not on the Karka, is because it's Naive. The Eved is neither. That's the reason why. Had there not been neither, you would have been Koinet. For Tosis, you should still not be able to be Koinet if it's, even if it's not neither, you shouldn't be able to be Koinet because it's a different Shimush. Polsis, Mitzulit, two different Shimushim. So to Karka Eved, two different Shimushim. So you should not be able to be Koinet the Eved even if it wouldn't have been neither. One second. Justin is saying he'll explain it to you. Answers Tosas that you made a mistake. Eved and Karka have the same shemesh. Eved works on the Karka, and therefore you're kind of the Eved. You're kind of the Eved that way. So the only reason why you're not kind of the Eved is because it's not on the ground and it is 90. That's the only reason why you're not kind of the Eved. So we end off with a very small thing. Zeis Chanukah today. There's a sign that while you have 8 days of Chanukah, what's the idea? 8 days of Chanukah, the kasha everyone asked, but the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen says that on Pesach, we should really be saying Hala for 7 days, because it's a 7 day Yom Tov, like on Sukkot, 7 days, 8 days of Hala. So why on Pesach do we not say Halel? Because it's Pesach Hasan and the Simcha, because the Meister Yudayim Tolu B'yam, or because there's no Ribu Korbanos, is the Chasan in the Simcha, so we don't get to say Halal for 7 days straight. Rosh Hashanah also we should be saying Halal, but we can't say Halal because the Chasan of the Simcha, because there's a talking of Fanenu. And Kamavan and Yom Kippur as well, the same thing, also it's a Yom Tov like Kol Dor, we should be saying Halal, but we can't, we can say Yom Adin. So there's 8 days that we should be saying Halal, when we are unable to say Halal because of a chasan in Simcha. And Omar says, Hashem gave us the 8 days of Chanukah, so you may Simcha for us to be Samech in ourselves and to be mashlim the days of Halal that we weren't able to say. So it works out, to come to a cheshvan, that's what I saw in a sefer. I'll tell you what the sefer is, just we shouldn't say things we Shmuel Oyebach, that it turns out that if you make the cheshvan, the first 6 days of Chanukah is neged the 6 days of Pesach. The seventh day of Chanukah is neged the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is then the eighth day, which is Zeis Chanukah, is neged Yom Kippur. The day Zeis Chanukah is the neged to be mashlim the avodah of Yom Kippur. That's why Zeis Yovel El Aaron El Hakodesh, and the pasuk said Zeis Yovel who come, and also Zeis Chanukah. Chanukah and Yom Kippur are connected, I mean the 8th day of Chanukah and Yom Kippur are connected. So let's try and make the most of the next few hours. If you mash them, you may avoid them, you may Yom Kippur.
Where's the 1 day
of Chanukah itself? Yeah. Hashem gave us Chanukah to be mash them like that. He's still there. Well, it doesn't actually. You may have done. Maybe not. Okay.
Even if it would have been a different shimush,
if it's on the actual ground, if there's a chibur between the ground I'm doing a kinyan and the eved,
I would make it the same shimush even if it's really
natty. You're not saying it's the same shimush. It might not be the same shimush, but if it's an actual chibur between the two of them, it doesn't bother me if it's a different shimush.
With each other. We don't have a clear answer as to the maybe she has to be on the land.
Maybe what?
Why then the slave has to be on the land?
Why
is
it
different than the?
You asked by Kinyan Agav. Where are you going, Kinyan Agav or by? Shmuel, the two Kinyan, the two truths. One was the Evans got in with Tartlin. I mean, Kinyan Agav, we said that the Evan has to be on the ground, even though it's metaldly, and the vault is das. Das, if it's got a different das, it can't be, why should that be? And then we didn't have a clear pshat. The pshat seems to be that if it's much got its own seichel, it can't be nigra after somebody else's Kinyan, unless it's a chibur. That's what's seen, that's the nitunin that we have.
The
beer out of
the das, not the movability of it.
According to Kinyan Agav, it's through das.
Strictly das.
Sheep move, but you can do a Kinyan Agav and sheep.
Yeah, okay.
It seems that you, none of the last two tasted, which you have to be mashing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll try and chaperayim.
Can we?
Yes, you can.
I mean, that's because I also unfortunately came late. That Tosfos at the bottom, the world did the whole Tosfos?
One line of Tosfos? Yeah.
On the dog, the last one.
But, the last is on Tuesday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Places at the cash.
They can teach it to you.
I'll do it.
As far as they know it. How
should
they know it?
Okay, so you'll rip them apart and then you'll come down to me and say they don't know it. Okay. Or you can listen, it's recorded. You can.
Is it recording?
Or you can come down after.